Blog Talk Radio.
Black House. Black House. Molotov cocktail, I brought a match.
Lightning.
Let's play Grippin'. Sweet about that.
Yeah.
I'll never burn down my neighborhood.
No.
But downtown Cleveland.
Cleveland.
Really good.
Yeah.
Dan Gilbert's commercial. See the horseshoe.
Yeah.
Me and my posse. Bound to come
through.
We'll make like our brothers in Cairo.
Yeah.
It's Cashmere Jackson.
Jackson.
Through the front door. Tell Mayor Jackson. I'm in defiance. I wage war on this piece of land. Guardian angels, they're pastor angels.
The
big cops graze at a precinct rally.
Yeah.
Month after, they killed Senator Melissa. I got your ear.
Melissa.
You better listen.
Listen.
You better not ask me the reason why.
I'm tired of black folks dying.
Black killer black, they go to jail. Cop killer black, they never see jail. I'm the wrong man to have a CCW.
Reload.
Drop me down to at the food. Hot shot. 137 times. Click his disc. 137 rhymes.
Damn.
Melissa.
Melissa.
Nisha.
Nisha.
Mir.
Mir.
That bullsh** go in this year.
We will. We will.
You get the lift by. You get the ride by. Down dirty music. Let's set a fire by. Let's set a fire by. Let's set a fire by.
We call it homicide. The government cover side. All the time going south. Got you stuck in the gap. And you trying to get out. My liberty was my freedom, my destiny was to try. And nobody know what's going on, cause everybody's high. So it's not so perfect. See it as a perfect time. For you short and high. Look how the game designed. But it ain't a mystery. I got a day. Tell who's surprised. It seems like all my people going with the lies. It's that real lyrics that cut that cat rapping down. Seen it be less dropouts than more Catholic gowns. I had to see it for myself. I'm educated from the crowd. Generation played out. They got you beat.
Hey,
so you went to a safe house. Another death in my family. Life's intervention break the play style. And I know we about to break the space style. Politician, you can't hang out.
No
government officials do anything to get their name out. It's no doubt. Legacy, my blackout found the sheriff that can't stop. Yeah.
First of all, I did start off with Music to Ride By,
That was from Black House Sounds Presents, Sheriff Kilroy. Now, happy holidays to everyone, from Merry Christmas to Happy Hanukkah. Enjoy your Kwanzaa. We're giving you three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. So have pen, pencil, paper, notebook, laptop, desktop, iPhone for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent, and you'll go back on hold. Change your mind? Hey, that's all right. All you have to do is press one or feel free to call back. Now, before I get to a couple of the phone callers, 216-804, I'm looking at a 440-479, so I'll be with you just shortly. Let me take the time to give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Number 10, wow, it was the City Breaks grand reopening. Yes, breakdancing is still around. And shout out to Dayson. It's on West 54th. Detroit. Number 9, Emacs Damage. Number 8, HJS Music. Number 7, Black House Sounds. Number 6, Suave Gotti with I Am Jim Brown, the single off the LP of the same name, as well as the fact, number 5, we happen to have Black Odyssey. They were interviewed in an international magazine, Underground Hip Hop, the December issue, as well as the fact that number 4 debuting. Kathy Coleman and Don Bryant received awards, the Presidential Award, Barack Obama's Award for Activism and Other Achievements from Marcy Kaptur, U.S. Representative Office today. Nice group luncheon. Ended up having something at Lancers before going to get that award. Again, congratulations. Number 3 debuting. Wow, Peaches and Galatias, the memorial. More on that in just a little while. Number 2. Debut and the fact that the Police Brutality Forum, more on that in just a little while. Wow, 2 weeks at number 1, the Stop the Violence on Women, Sisters, Daughters, also the Violence on Men, Brothers, Sons. More on that in just a little while. I was very honored to be at that event. Before I go to, wow, 3 people on the phone line, take the time to say, well, let me look at something real quick. Almost got a chance to give one of those infamous shout-outs. You have the nerve to call a private line while I'm on the air doing my show to Sheila? Hey, you get that shout-out. It's an infamous one. Now, I want to take the time before I do anything else to just say, John Herschel Glenn Jr., July 18th, 1921 to December 8th, 2016, U.S. Senator from Ohio, aviator, engineer, astronaut, first American to orbit the Earth. He circled it 3 times in 1962, fighter pilot in World War II and Korea. January 16, 1998, he was resent by NASA to outer space at the age of 77, making him the oldest to be sent out to space. Alan Willis Thick, March 1, 1947 to December 13, 2016, a lot of people don't know he was a Canadian actor, songwriter, game and talk show host. Starred as 7 years as Jason Seaver on ABC's Growing Pains. Father of Robin Thicke. Also wrote or collaborated on songs like the theme from Different Strokes to Move, never mind, Facts of Life, and the original Wheel of Fortune theme song. Also did the CBS and Murray Christmas specials. Did the music for those. And then Zsa Zsa Gabor. February 6, 1917 to December 18, 2016, Hungarian-born actress, socialite, party girl in layman's terms, lived to be 99 years young, married to 9 husbands. She even said herself that she was an excellent housekeeper because every time a divorce happens, she keeps the house. Bet they're fighting over the estate right now, though. She was a lead actress in 1952's Moulin Rouge film, 1987, Dream Warriors, Nightmare on Elm Street, the third installment on that one. She slapped the Beverly Hills cop on June 14, 1989, while driving with no license and an open flask of Jack Daniels. November 2002, she was a front seat passenger in an accident which left her partially dependent on use from a wheelchair. You know, with that being said, I'm going to go with the person who was on the line for a little while. I've got to at least say thank you to those who call in and take the time to call in. And I'm going to go to 216-804. 216-804, how you doing out there?
I'm doing fine, Mr. Porter. Just call, and later on, I think you'll have to check with Torn Billings.
Okay, then.
It disappeared. So, take care.
Right.
Have a good one. I'm sitting back and listen.
No problem. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. As a matter of fact, at least that's the one thing you can always do is continue to listen. I've got a couple of other phone numbers that I know I'll be getting to, which I can say I appreciate those numbers because the one thing, hey, I was blessed because I have one mouth, yeah, it's rather big old mouth, but I have two ears, so that means I'm supposed to listen to what people say, and I appreciate this show because at least I get a chance to do that on a weekly basis, unless the Russians decide to hack my program, but that's a different story for a different time. And as I promised to get to all of the phone callers, definitely make sure and be considerate because, wow, I've got enough people on the phone line that I'll be getting everybody. I do want to just take the time to give a shout out and say that one of the things that I was blessed to be a part of, Kim Brown, Brown Report, newspaper, Northeast Ohio, Black Health Coalition, Cleveland Curve Appeal. They had to stop the violence on women and men. They had a healing breakfast. And they also have the film for Melanated Media News on YouTube.com. You can go to Kimberly F. Brown's page on Facebook. You can go to Melanated Media News on YouTube.com. You can also go to the Brown Report newspaper because it's entitled Women's Conference Final. You had people like Lady Gilmore, D.C. Marbury, Suave, Ronnie B., First Lady's Dynasty, Carl Stokes Brigade, Simply United Together, Cleveland Branch, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, Judge Tanya Jones, Voice of Radio, Larry Gardner, Laura Cowan, the Imperial Avenue families like Mother Bray, Reverend Pinckney, Maple Heights Mayor Annette M. Blackwell, Miss Controversy. You know, everything was read, included the cold-hearted response letter from the City of Cleveland City Hall that was basically sent to represent Mayor Jackson on the feelings of what was done on that property. And basically speaking, it just said flat out, I don't care what's going on there. Kathy Ray Coleman from ClevelandUrbanNews.com was there. We spoke a lot on solutions, and when it was time for me to speak, I just spoke about it and said, when it comes to street crime, we need to do what Art McCoy started in January of 2015, shut down the street for violence just like we shut it down for police violence. Garfield Heights Councilman, my brother Dudley Jr., he was in the men's session, and he spoke of still being visible no matter the job that he has, which was speaking to a lot of responsibility. And then you had 1008 Vision, GMS, Hood Famous TV, Headlines and Headaches, dealt with the bad entertainment trends that are misleading our youth today. So all in all, it was a beautiful, beautiful program, and they had some excellent chilled fruit as well. I was just honored to be a part of that. I want to definitely let people know before I go back to the phone lines that should you choose, you can always catch the Art McCoy Radio Show Sundays at 5 p.m. That's Cleveland Standard Time on WERE, 1490 AM, www.newstalkcleveland.com, or Tomahawk Radio, which is Mondays at 7 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, also on WERE, 1490 AM. Now, I want to go and see, since they've been so patient, I'm going to see what's going on with that 440 area code, 440479. How you doing?
How are you, Al?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Good. Let me just first thank you for being part of the early morning breakfast on Saturday. It was power-packed. It was crowded. And people really just came to get down to business. But the follow-up is that we're actually now formulating a work task force. And this is where we will begin to review the plan that was put together by the four social workers, including myself, back in 2007, that the Plain Dealer and Regina Brett and the county commissioners that they endorsed. So we're going to take that plan from 2007 and bring it up into 2016/2017. It actually began to implement this plan in Cleveland Ward 1 come the fall of 2017. And the reason why we're going to test it there at that particular time is because, you know, I'll be running for a councilwoman of the ward. And our thought is very simple, is that if we can pretty much model three or four streets, we can take it and we can prove that we can decrease the crime and decrease violence against women, then we'll be able to take it further in our community and perhaps globally. So this is a test, and this test that we're implementing will not cost us $700,000. It simply cost us a breakfast, grits, French toast, water, coffee, you know, potatoes, and a variety of sausages. So this is the way that we give back to our community, is actively getting involved and not just talking, but actually doing what we ought to be doing, and that's being activists of action. So I just wanted to thank you and, you know, Black on Black Crime and everybody who participated, because the activists definitely came out, and the politicians who are really concerned about the global community was there, and you were there to witness this, as well as the different radio personalities. So it was great to have that different flavor where you can actually bring all talents to the table, and it was an open call. Anybody could have come, those who came. That's why it was crowded. They're about really taking care of the business of the community. So from the Brown Report, from Kimberly F. Brown, I just wanted to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. So thank you much, sir.
Thank you as well. If you listen, I'm sure we'll be able to get on something that you like. And I just want to say I appreciate you very much.
All right, very good. I'll hang up and I'll listen.
All right, thank you. As a matter of fact, I just want to take the time and say, first and foremost, even though he's my brother in all of this, Suave Gotti, did you have the nerve to call my personal phone line while I'm doing my radio show? Man, anyway, I also wanted to stop and say that in light of still doing things, I want to definitely invite out all those within earshot, including the Brown Report newspaper, because for the next 2 days, we have some things going on. One of those really is directly affected to part of what happened on Saturday, because you see, tomorrow at 15415 Kipling Avenue off Ivanhoe between East 152nd and St. Clair intersection and Euclid Avenue, 44110, Pastor Jimmy, he will put out the official Black on Black Crime Incorporated headquarters sign. As we celebrate the life of Peaches and Galatius, they were the 2-year-old and the 6-year-old girls who were murdered via arson. We will remember. We will also talk, and we will break bread starting at 6 p.m. Wednesday at 7:15 p.m. Same address. Too many unarmed African Americans killed by the Cleveland police and law enforcement across the nation, plus 11 black women who were murdered by Sowell on Imperial Avenue due to police negligence in Cleveland. And what will be debuting is the race relations survey, which was worked in a large part, the concept and everything came through by somebody by the name of Donna Walker, and that will be held on Wednesday at 7:15 p.m. She's definitely inviting people, families from Imperial Avenue. Already I know that we will have representation from Tamir Rice family, as well as those involved with the murder, the atrocity that happened on 137 shots execution at Heritage Park, as well as the Freedmen's. This will be very interesting because we're within about an hour to an hour and 5 minutes. We're going to do that before even doing our regular meeting at Black on Black Crime Incorporated, because it's time to at least come up with some strong solutions and solve some problems. So those are a couple of things to definitely look out for. And why do I always do that? Because when you have people who are in media, you know, like the Brownport newspaper, I'm just saying, you're supposed to let them know what's going on up front, or else I misrepresent you all wrong at the same time. And I want to, before I do anything else, let people know, should you choose voiceitradio.com on a Monday from 5 to 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time is the main event, which features myself, Larry H. Gardner, as well as Most Electrifying. And then on a Tuesday, 5 to 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, it's the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show. So with that being said, you've been on for far too long. 216-209, how you doing out there? 216-209?
Oh, man, how you doing? Yes, I'm great, brother. Oh, my goodness. There's so much going on. This is John from Black Odyssey, for all those who don't know who's speaking. Oh, man, we're getting ready to put this DVD together before we get on this trip, too. So that's the next biggest thing that's coming up. And that DVD is only available in the streets or whoever emails me for it. So that's this is a big thing. We got the cover. I dropped the front cover on my Facebook timeline. Oh, man, it's so much going on. And for all those who missed the last few other broadcasts, that was broadcasting that Black Odyssey will be media at Southwest by Southwest this up and coming March. We have a lot going on. Even with the show things, there's a lot of things that's going on, movement with that. So our next showcase, we'll be able to throw in a little something with the package for the winner. I'm not going to reveal that until it's time for that, but I just wanted to sprinkle a little bit for all those who've been asking about the showcase. So we got a lot coming around. We got a lot we are doing. Just because I'm not posting, that does not mean we are not moving, for all those who have been asking. So we are working really, 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 really hard behind the scenes and doing a lot of things to just not just help ourselves in our career, but help others around us too, because you know, we have to represent ourselves as a unit in order to make a real, real difference in this game. Because I got to say, it's a lot of powers out here just trying to make a mockery of educated and conscious artists. So for all those who out there just doing real good music and conscious music such as yourself, Brother Al, you know, shout out to you, you know.
Thank you.
Shout out to Black House Sounds and everybody who's making good, correct music, not this Jungle Monkey stuff that's going on out here. And, yeah, I know I said it, and I'm going to call it like you how it is. It's, you know, they sit up here and get money from someone else, and then they let them just tell them, go be a fool. Go do something dumb. It's just like Soulja Boy. You got all this money, and then you go self-snitch on yourself. And if you got all that money, what you need them guns for? Why don't you hire somebody to carry the guns for you? It's not smart if the leader goes to jail, you know? I digress from my point. I'm going to go ahead and put this contact information out there. I know I can go all night on that situation. For
right.
all those who just looking for us to see what our work is like, that you can start by going to Google at BLAQODESSY, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. When it gets to Twitter, you go to at Black Odyssey to find us. When it gets to Google Plus, that's Black Odyssey. When it gets to Instagram, that's at Black Odyssey. And every other major networking site that's out there, That Piff, Get Right Music, all those as well. Black Odyssey.
Man, I appreciate you very much for calling in. And, hey, keep setting that example. That way others don't have to set the wrong one. Hey, definitely hold the line, man. We got you.
I sure will. Thank you so much.
No problem at all. As a matter of fact, you know, I'm going to do my best because this is interesting. I see a 216-216-8635, and then I see a couple of other numbers. I might just have to throw them on out there and code to their phone line whether they want to talk or not. But I digress, and I would like to say that as I pull out my 20-foot step ladder for the soapbox, I just want to go out there because it's something that's still going on. Because for those who missed it, the Board of Elections did their count. They were able to count up 20 more ballots for the East Cleveland recall election. They counted them up today, and they found out that, it didn't change anything. It's just a little bit of a wider margin. Mayor Norton is gone, and Council President, I should use former on both of those names, Thomas Wheeler are gone. But I wanted to speak back because last Thursday at the Democratic Ward Club meeting, it dealt with the recall vote, and that Devin Branch was basically incensed that the former mayor, Gary Norton, alleged that Devin Branch did him bodily harm when Devin Branch knocked the clipboard out of Mayor Norton's hand, which he was shaking in his face at the November 8th elections. Now, I digress, and I'll go back to last Thursday because from what Devin was upset about was that the law director, prosecutor, well, whatever she calls herself, said that Judge Will Dawson had to recuse himself, and she filed a brief with the Ohio Supreme Court, okay? Because part of what she said, Devin Branch brought 20 recall protesters with him to court to intimidate the judge, and that Judge Dawson even spoke out to say that's undeniably wrong. It was a wrong statement. So we'll see if she'll be able to keep her law license. Now, let's flash forward to what Devin said, because like Devin Branch himself said that school board member Pat Bohoviak, Reverend Hunter, that are they part of a goon squad? And that 3 weeks during the elections, how could it be recall protesters when during those 3 weeks nobody didn't protest? Now, the law director, prosecutor, said that unknown persons involved in the recall protest broke into the East Cleveland City Hall mayor's office. But as Devin pointed out, wait a minute, okay, they're unknown persons, but they're involved in the recall. Never mind. He did point out that what citizen would break into the City Hall police station and steal nothing? They didn't even take anything. They didn't even take Mayor's stepping stool. He's a little short dude. I'm sure he has one when he sits in the chair, but I digress. Now, I'm just alleging. Now, Mayor Norton said the East Cleveland recall cost a lot. But Devin pointed out last week, how much did Baltimore and Ferguson cost? He's rightful because you're punished, he was talking about. You're punished for taking a knee during a game, fighting in the street, or voting for your independence. Now, I was asked by Councilman Nate Martin, East Cleveland's councilman at large, to speak. And the only thing I could say before I go to the phone calls is that insanity, by definition, is doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting a different result. And the East Cleveland residents, they had a historic vote. They said they were tired of annexation talk, the dump site being ignored and becoming part of Cleveland, where taxpayers can't speak at city council meetings. I guess I kind of know because I live in Cleveland. And you definitely can't vote on your own school board. I definitely know because I can't vote on mine. And they said that since East Cleveland's new mayor, Brandon King, was there, he had made the remark that he would follow Norton's plan on annexation. And I had to tell him, like a forewarning, that if he does that, wow, he's kind of like the WCW and WWE's Goldberg. Who's next? Well, it looks like he'll be next. Food was excellent there. I'm going to go and see what's going on. 216-835, and I want to say in advance, I hope this is not Brandon King. I hope that you'll be able to just, you know, take what I said tongue in cheek. Who's out there? 216-835.
Well, it's not Brandon King.
All right,
it's
I feel
Gary.
Better now.
How
what
are you,
going
Al?
On,
Gary?
Gary?
Hey, you know, you just spent the last 5 minutes explaining how voting is democracy and how, you know, voting is activism. And on election day, everybody is an activist. And we saw the result in East Cleveland on, you know, on December 6th or whatever the day was. Congratulations on the, you know, on the Board of Elections certifying the election. You know, I would hope that the next thing I can help Devin Branch with is the recall on Mayor Brandon King. Isn't he the guy that was getting land bank property? Wasn't he the guy that was putting forth legislation in East Cleveland authorizing the sale of land bank property to him for like $100?
Yes.
You were a little quiet on that, Al. So here's a guy.
I had to say yes because now I can see, man, what you just did is I won't be getting a
what
Christmas card. East Cleveland City Council. But go ahead. Yes, that's true.
No, there's no. You know what, Al? Activists can't expect Christmas cards. That's what
that is true.
That's what Christmas cards go to party members.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Anthony Hairston's going to get a Christmas card from Armin Budish this year.
I'm sure he will.
He's going to get a Christmas card from the president of the Cuyahoga County Democratic Party this year.
Mm-hmm.
But what is Anthony Hairston, and I'm just using him as an example. He happens to be my county councilman. What's Anthony Hairston doing? What's he doing for you and me? You know, he's there. He's taking up space. He's getting paid.
Right.
He voted for the transfer of taxpayer dollars from the hotel commission to the Q. But what's he doing for the inner cities?
Nothing.
So, you know, and so it's wonderful to hear Ms. Kimberly Brown call in. I had the pleasure of meeting a lady, Ms. LaShorn Caldwell. I met her a couple, 3 weeks ago when Alonzo Mitchell III, when he put on a seminar for people who wanted to run for office. It was about an hour and a half, 2 hour seminar. Half of the seminar was the Board of Elections explained about petitions and political action committees and what, you know, and how you go about successfully getting on the ballot. There were about 75 people there, including a lady I met named LaShorn Caldwell, who's going to be running for Cleveland City Council in Ward 4. And small world, she was at your program Saturday morning.
Wow.
So I think what you're doing and what a lot of activists are doing, I think it's working because we're finding one another. Like-minded people with similar goals are finding one another, and of course that's what makes us stronger. So Al, I meant to ask you, so you read off a list of 15 or 20 activists and activist groups that took part Saturday morning, but I didn't hear the brand name of the most hallowed, historic, consequential, leading civil rights group in America. I didn't hear you mention the name the NAACP participating in Saturday morning's program. Al, was that an oversight on my part that I didn't hear you say that?
It might have been an oversight because they have so many members, but... You know, some of their top heads may have been out doing valet parking or something at that event. And I might have overlooked them, but for the most part, I saw none inside.
So, Al, if we were to come up with a plan, whatever the activism plan was, if we were to come up with a plan, wouldn't we say to ourselves, we'll be better at it, we'll be more effective, we'll be stronger at it if the NAACP is an active partner in what we're doing?
You know something? I'm going to go out and say unequivocally that I believe within my whole heart that if the NAACP was as strong as they were coming out with the original Birth of a Nation or during the 1960s Civil Rights Movement or however, I believe that would be a very strong force. I believe that it would be a crushing force and it would be something to behold and be proud of.
All right. So I'm not going to take up your whole program, but I'm just going to mention two things. So here we have Kimberly Brown running for city council.
Mm-hmm.
We have LaShawn Caldwell. We have you met Giovanni Garrison yet? Young man's going to run for mayor. Very enthusiastic. Here we have all these people who understand that the way to make change is to take part in the process. And I'm not going to read it, but you know that Mike Nelson said because the fight for 15 didn't go his way, because he allowed himself to get double-crossed by the Cleveland City Council, his solution is to encourage black people not to vote, I guess, in 2018, when his solution should be the same one you and I and Ms. Brown and Ms. Caldwell and Mr. Garrison. We're going to run people to unseat the people who are not representing us. We're going to run people in every ward and for mayor, and we're going to do our best to get them elected and to get their names understood. And Mike Nelson is saying we're going to sit these out. That's his grand strategy as president of the NAACP. We're going to sit this out, let all these Republicans get elected, and you all Democrats in Cuyahoga County are going to learn a lesson. This is not a good strategy. You know, that's not how the NAACP is going to be a partner with other activists in our community. And then I want to try to play you a clip of something here. So this is from just before the election, late October. Russ Mitchell is on he's on Channel 3, and he's interviewing police union president Steve Loomis, and the topic really was the endorsement of the police union's endorsement of Trump. But I'm gonna try to play this for you. I want you to hear what Steve Loomis has to say about Mike Nelson. You ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. All right, here we go.
NAACP, excuse me. By the way, Mike Nelson asked me for a job in 2014 in December when I won the election.
Were you able to hear that, Al?
Oh yes, I was.
So there's Steve Loomis explaining to Russ Mitchell on TV that NAACP President Mike Nelson asked Steve Loomis for a job. And this is a guy who's running, who's president of the NAACP. It is not a Democratic organization. It is it's a personal fiefdom, is my observation from about half a dozen meetings. Mike Nelson does not run it according to Robert's Rules of Order. He's telling people that his strategy is for blacks to sit out elections, and he previously had asked police union president Loomis for a job. This guy's got to go.
Thank you so much for that call. And definitely hold a line. I'll appreciate
it. Thanks, Al. You take care. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. This is what I'm going to do, even though there are some people who acted like they didn't want to talk. I'm going to find out during this next song. Keep praying because we have to. From Black Odyssey, we definitely have to keep praying. If they don't want to chime in, I might have to go back and ask the 440. I ain't backtracking, but I might have to go to 440-479 for about a couple of minutes on what she may think. And I might have to check with the 216-209 to see what's being thought of, because the one thing I feel that MAN Music Activism News, that's what we do our best to keep going with. Be right back.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bowed. talk to you for a minute. Just for a minute. Keep praying. Yeah. No matter what. Keep praying. Yeah. It's a new day, new rhyme to say to my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray, trying to find ways to pop the gate. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God. Keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the Our Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why look? Ain't no love in the city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme. Give me. Now to the law, I'm just another dumb one. Through the storm, there's a brighter day come. There's a brighter day come. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying.
They say I'm too serious, I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is strife. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door. Traded hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil Chris, 19, facing two murder cases. With a baby on the way, waiting with the judge. Don't say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
A moment of silence. Yeah, that the plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. Yeah, so keep praying, yeah, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, keep praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, and we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah, so keep praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah, keep praying, yeah, keep praying, keep praying, keep praying, keep praying, no matter what, love you, keep praying, yeah, no matter what.
And I want to give an infamous shout-out to Twan. Man, Twan Billings, you call my personal phone line while I'm doing my radio program. Yep, you get an infamous shout-out. I want to give a correcto shout-out to Edge Hill Community Church. They meet Sundays at 12 noon. They had their holiday party, 2555 Euclid Heights Boulevard, Cleveland Heights, Ohio, 44106. You can always check out the website at www.edgehillcc.org. It was nice to see Suave Gotti come through. And they start at noon on Sundays. And, you know, before I do anything else, I have to imply and impart just a little bit of knowledge, if I can, on something that's coming up. If you want to check it out, the Youth Corps of Engineers and NACA present the home buying workshops, purchase a home or save your present home. Three dates to choose from, January 28, 2017, or February 11, 2017, or May 27, 2017. Just pick one of those dates from 10:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Why rent when you can own? No down payment, no closing costs, lowest interest rates, no fees, no perfect credit. 100% financing. That's at 17325 Chandler Park, LLC, Suite CL2146, Cleveland, Ohio, 44112. Or you can call in at 216-322-0811 for more info. You know, I got to backtrack at least since a couple others said, I don't know what to say on that subject. I'm going to 440-479. Anything you'd like to add?
No, Al, I don't want to add anything. I think Gary was spot on what he was saying. But I think that in 2017, this election that's quickly approaching, I think we got to be very, very careful about, you know, candidates that we select. It's very important that we're able to actually get qualified people with viable assets and experience in these seats. And I'm not discouraging anybody from running, but what I'm saying is at sometimes in life when we run, we sort of mess up the process because you can actually block someone who's more than qualified than yourself. So we have to be smart about how we do it, because if we're not smart, then basically what happens is then we actually give the higher percentage to the incumbent. So it's okay to want to run, but if you know that, you know, you don't have the skill set at this particular time, it's sort of best to go ahead and form an allegiance with somebody else who can actually make it happen and join forces that way, and then, you know, run at a later time. So let's be wise about this. Let's be smart about this. And if we do that, then we can succeed for the collective whole, because that's what it's about. It's not about an individual. You got to be running for the collective whole to see exactly how we can all move the region forward and create fair legislation where we all benefit. So that's all I wanted to say. Okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Before I see who or what else might be on the phone line, this phone call from all these ones that are coming through, even though when I usually see that, I'm wondering if it's like a bill collector or what have you. So we're about to find out in just a moment. I do want to just say that I thank people who call in and listen. And where would I be if I didn't throw out there shoutcast.com? That's 24 hours a day. You type in Hood Tunes for our playlist. I want to thank Brother Emacs. If anybody ever wants to mail in anything or send us a track or even a news story or something, you can send it to emaxxradio@gmail.com, preferably MP3, MP4, something like that, and it'll work wonders for you. And a lot of times he'll go and pull out a show and have Hood Talk, where he just does a show with hardly no music at all, just dealing with issues. So with that being said, I would be remiss if I didn't mention that you can Facebook or Blog Talk D Gambit Radio or Bored and Restless Club or I Am a Superwoman Radio. And I refuse to forget about whohasthepower.com. So now let's see what's going on with all these ones that's out there. How you doing? How you doing going twice? Hey, you know something? I can say I appreciate you very much, because at least you followed the rules, which is, hey, you may not want to talk, but I'll probably come to your phone line anyway. And if you can't talk, if you stay silent, guess what? You go back on hold. You change your mind later. That's cool. You can always press one, or you can call back. With that being said, we're going to go back and do something again to make it even. 216-209, you got a minute and a half to 2 minutes. Anything you'd like to add?
Oh, yeah, I can add to this. You know, I just think that strategy is a must for any candidate who's running in any office. The lack of strategy has been the burden for even good candidates. And it seems like some of the bad candidates have some of the best strategy. So, you know, just looking at it from on the outside, looking in, and the simplicity approach of a lot of things that go on with voting and the right person. I mean, you know, if you have an idea, sometimes they may be socially awkward. And you know, you can have all the knowledge, but if you're socially awkward, you know, it's hard to get your point across and have a team to work for you. So, you know, being smart in those things is too is a good thing, but at the same time, you don't want to pick a candidate that's only just smart in one area. He has to be a well-rounded candidate as well. So you can't just sit back and be like, oh, we're going to be smart because we picked the smart guy. The smart guy may not have a strategy. And I'm talking about the strategy to get in office, that is. I'm not talking about anything that's other than, you know, because everybody is bound to make a mistake somewhere in any sense of office. You can't get in there and just expect somebody to have a flawless victory every time. So
with that being said, and knowing the fact that we are human, I think that working on a strategy to get in office, to remain in office, and help the people in the best will of nature is one of the key elements of looking for and picking a candidate. You know, other than doing all the reading and homework and, you know, the science and politics about it, just think about this one thing, you know, is he strategizing right? Because his strategy means a lot about his seat in office or how well he's able to plan and orchestrate and work with his people. So that's one key element that a lot of people overlook. Even with this presidency with Hillary Clinton, a lot of people overlook that, but she had a bad strategy. And I'm going to just leave it at that.
I got you. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Hey, no problem. And that's the way I feel. Like, I put it like this. If I happen to be president of an organization like Black on Black Crime Incorporated, my role is just to facilitate, make sure that everybody's living up to Robert's Rules of Order, following their own charter, and making sure that others who want to do certain things and everybody's working to pull a group ahead, I don't have to be the one to talk all the time. And I do my best with this program at that because it's you all who the creator allows to make the show go. As a matter of fact, every once in a while I have to read this. It takes about a minute and a half. Why vote? Middle Passage, Slavery, Reconstruction, Bishop Richard Allen, Emancipation Proclamation, Plessy versus Ferguson, Amendments 13, 14, 15, Anti-Lynching Movement, Ain't I a Woman, World War I, Tuskegee Airmen, World War II, Executive Order 9981, Courage, Korean War, Brown versus Board of Education, Baby Boomers, Emmett Till, Rosa Parks, the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, Vietnam War, Malcolm X, 1963 March on Washington, Faith, Birmingham Church Bombing, Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, that's right, SNCC, the Civil Rights Act of 1964, Civil Rights Act, Sick and Tired of Being Sick and Tired, Voting Rights Act of 1965, the Black Panther Party, Equality, Respect, Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall, Say It Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud. Wow. Bayard Rustin, Civil Disobedience, Assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Poor People's Campaign, Congresswoman Shirley Chisholm, Affirmative Action, I Am Somebody, Hope, Roots, Rapper's Delight, Mayor Harold Washington, Governor Douglas Wilder, Move, HIV, First Amendment, General Colin L. Powell. As a matter of fact, I'm going to save the last paragraph until I get back. I want to just thank you all for tuning in once again. Somebody sent me this. It's from their album. Napo put it out there. I think he was very upset because recently coming into Cleveland, you had somebody coming through basically saying all the negative things that we don't have, and their magazine can put that person on and make you bigger and famous and everything. He took issue with it because he's like, wait a minute, how's somebody who's claiming that they represent the city of Cleveland getting around the same way as everybody else is and has nothing to show for it, but they're trying to take thousands of dollars from artists? So the name of the record is Dog Catcher, promoter K-Dog Diss. Hey, have some pride where you are.
Ah, man.
Hey, Dad.
Oh.
What happened to you?
Got bit in the ass today, son. By a stinking-ass filthy dog. You should have seen it. Biggest dog I've ever seen in my life. I said, doggy, please don't bite me, dog. And I turned around and jumped over the fence. The dog grabbed my ass.
I told you.
You ain't telling me shit. Y'all get on the front porch with all that damn noise.
Was it like, damn?
How your ass feel, Mr. Jones?
Get out of my house and don't slam that door.
All right, man.
Hey! You get tricked out of my goddamn door.
What? Man, get the fuck out of here with that shit, man. That whack ass shit, man. Ain't nobody subscribing to that bullshit, man. For real though, nigga. This underground sleeve, nigga. Support CLE, motherfucker. Or get the fuck go.
Hit him up and shoot him up. And I don't give a fuck about him. Let the paramedics pick him up. Your whole crew to the park. I've been dolo by myself since the first time I got jumped. Battle rappers talk tough. And nigga, if you step you in your face, then you gon' actin' like a cop him up. At the end, you gon' nab him up. And go home and feel the sting and realize that you actin' suck. My nigga, don't quit your day job. That ain't trap money. Nigga, bribe, that's your day job. You roll with a nice squad. You don't want the fuck boys out here dressing like some gay vibes. Monkey see, monkey do. We don't see what you do. We don't believe that's the thing that you do. Same with your crew, yeah, your dusty ass crew. You niggas ain't no G's, ain't no G's in you.
I'm stinking ass filthy dog.
I heard some bitch ass niggas on the East Coast. Frontin' like they the hype, they the streets most famous. Real niggas remain nameless. Adolf for eat you bitch niggas so brainless. Aim this and spray this, spray to catch a K-Dog. Ricochet and rip his face off. And I ain't talking Facebook when we face off. Fake sauce.
Mr. Weezy,
all for the money. No love for bone, but all for the money. Promoting shows, your hoes looking bummy. I know promoters that ran off with the money, cause they get grinding, work in bed with the rivals. I know some real niggas get it in Ohio. We everywhere. On the clear, yeah. Put some bread on your head and call them nappy ass bread, yeah. You say you getting money like where? Man, that shit don't reflect on no dress that you wear. So disrespectful, how dare you? Try to shit on the land so the land got to check. Check the post on my city. My nigga, we ain't dead on these streets and we don't fuck with no biddy, ain't no biggie. But if you fucking with this 50 type of .com nigga talking down on his own city.
I'm stinking ass filthy dog.
Charge him with treason, talk down with the reason. Hating ass buses, man, dang in the season. Believing, leaving, niggas delete you bleeding. Leaking, got me beefing with a mean, yeah. Niggas gassed up, shut them off like the mean, yeah. You the type to drop dime, no Ivy. You the type to talk about bars, no rhyming. Stay steady scheming, slithering. You the type to co-sign trash, littering. Underground sound, how I put it down for my town. Clown, you catch an L like the Brown. Dog, put you in the pound. Dog, L after the K. I fuck you up, ain't no front. L after the K. O, H I O. At the table with the zombie and the HR slow. I'm coming with a lot of hate, I know. Because these fake niggas hate on the land, on the low. Came to the land with the plans for a show. But he faked on the fans when his mans ain't blow. Niggas hate and they take and they fake when they follow. Dick ride niggas love to hate what they swallow. Bitch ass niggas get them out, that's the motto. This nigga be dying to catch hollows. Straight up, man. Nobody give a fuck about your show, nigga. Name one rapper that blew from y'all motherfucking name. You know what I'm saying? But check it. Y'all ain't fucking with me, I ain't fucking with you. Straight up. But it's the middleman. It's the middleman trying to play the hand, yo. Got us all fucked up in the lane. Underground shit. Yo, underground shit. Fuck your mainstream fan base, nigga. We ain't trying to hit them airways, nigga. We ain't trying to scream with y'all, niggas. Fuck y'all, niggas. You don't like Cleveland, nigga? Raise the fuck up there, homie.
Why vote? Protection against payday and car title lending abuse. 13.1%, Rodney King, Black Farmers, Desert Storm, Senator Carol Mosley, Braun, Boys in the Hood, AIDS, Rosewood, Tupac Shakur, Million Man March, Dr. Jocelyn Elders, racial profiling, labor unions, reparations, maximum, minimum sentencing, Grace, Gore versus Bush, September 11th, Katrina, global warming, wow, ban the box, 2008. Office of Presidency, Courts, Congress, State Legislature, Weapons of Mass Destruction, Citizens United versus the FEC, Voter Suppression, Voter Identification Laws, SB 1070, The New Jim Crow, Student Loans, 99%, Public Education, Support for Parents, Children and Teachers, Voter Suppression, Restrictions on Early Voting, Bottom-Up Ballot, Bullying Soldiers, Stand Your Ground Laws, Affordable Health Care, Uncomfortable Places, Millennial Generation, DC Sisterhood, Advocacy City, and much, much more. With that being said, I'll leave out with this. Vote for your rights. This goes out. We know why.
Vote for your rights. Take hold in your life. Hold on. Vote for your rights. Take hold in your life.
fancy thinking. Here's the file. Here's the truth. Here's the truth. The current mayor, he ain't care about you. He supported the speed light camera. Here's the truth. Here's the thought. It's profound. All Maple Heights boards voted him down. Maple Heights faces fiscal emergency. The current mayor, too blind to see. He blamed Casey.
Governor.
He blamed Yokes.
Auditor.
It's time for Larry to give up his hopes. It's Pop said, time for Black Queen. And that M. Blackwell steps on the scene. And that M. Blackwell, candidate for mayor. Soon to be Maple Heights lifesaver. You deserve better. We deserve better. And that M. Blackwell, a real go-getter.
Hope for your rights. Take hold of your life. Hold on. Hope for your rights. Take hold of your life. Your life.
Collectively, we can get it done. Let's explore where Annette comes from. 18-year resident of Maple Heights, so she understands their plight. Change is no option, it's necessity. She chaired a successful school levy in 2012, the city of Maple Heights. In other words, you know she got it right. Mayor appointed 2011, reviewed the charter of where she's living. Commercial property, tax analyst, so you know she knows her business. Maple Heights residents, what will you do? And then in Blackwell, asked to serve you. Vote for real change on September 8th. And then in Blackwell, Democrat for mayor. Urgent issue, senior, city service, economic development, community reinvestment, environment. And then Blackwell for mayor at Outlook.com.
Tell you what, have a safe week. Love you all. Peace.